FM.
It is a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM to my guest today, Paige Waplington. Hello.
Hi. Hi, dear.
Yes, you're looking very bright and summery. It's like summer, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, we live, you know, in the warmest place.
We do. It's absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Paige, for being with us today. You are from Redesign Interiors, okay? And I didn't really know what an interior designer did for a living. I mean, to a degree. Yeah. But tell us what your job entails.
So it basically entails absolutely everything inside an interior, from the floor to the ceiling and everything in between. So we help people from the beginning of a new build or a renovation and help specify absolutely everything. So down to where your plumbing needs to be, where your electrics are, to the automation points inside your house, where your data connections need to be. And then we get to, you know, shop fitting and furniture and fluffy pillows and all those sorts of things. But really, it's about how the space functions as well as how it looks.
Sounds really involved. But you have a whole team behind you as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
A good team, obviously.
Yes, obviously, yes.
All right, so sometimes you'll have an empty house, a brand new house at Kirklington or whatever the case may be. But you might have somebody who just is sick of the way their house looks, am I right? And they want to just turf everything out of the house and start again. Does that happen?
Yes, it happens, yeah. Guys come and buy a new property and they want their own style, you know, they want it to look like what they want, not what somebody else had before.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes your ideas may clash with the potential client, right? They may be thinking on a different level to you.
Yeah.
Does that happen? And how do you resolve that?
So, you know, it's all down to the conversations we have in the beginning, right? When I meet a client, we've got to have a good conversation about what they're looking for, what they want to feel in the space, what colors they like, what textures they like, you know, and have those sorts of discussions. And hopefully by the end of that meeting, I've got a pretty good idea of what they want and then design according to that.
Okay.
It's not about me at the end of the day, it's about them.
So how long would it be before you got back to them? Say you came to my place and we talked and we chatted and we seemed to be on the same page. Pardon the pun.
Happens a lot.
I suppose it does, really. So what, a couple of days or a week, or how does that work?
So from the initial meeting, I'll basically get back to you in about 48 hours with just like an idea, a proposal, like this is what I think you're thinking. These are the inspiration pictures that I've kind of got from what our discussions. And then from there, if there's like, yeah, okay, cool, we're on, let's carry on, then it really depends on how big the job is. But like 3 to 4 weeks for concept development, and then anything from 1 month to, I don't know, 4 years.
and you go room by room in the house as
well? Yeah, everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Okay. Wow, that's exciting. Yeah. Now, your showroom is Unit 3, The Quarter, Stewart Drive, and it's next to one of Dave Charles's favourite cafes.
Yes.
What's it called?
Cafe Barber. It's where he gets his hair done.
Oh, is it? So it's a barber shop, but they have a coffee shop bar in there as well, do they?
I don't think so, actually. Oh. I think it's just for your hair.
Oh, no, it's called Cafe then. But anyway, clever name, Cafe Barber. All right, so your showroom, tell us about your showroom. How does it reflect your kind of personal design style or your philosophy?
So I have got a very eclectic style, and I like color and texture, and I like to kind of mix everything together. So my showroom shows you that. In fact, I even got a bit nervous about how wild I was going with it, because I thought, oh, maybe I'm going to scare some people away. But I love it.
But I suppose you would. You can't please everybody.
No, I can't please everybody. No, and I didn't just, you know, I wanted something to be different and unique. So I had some fun. It was cool.
Okay. Now, you're a Westfield girl, and so am I. So we travel backwards and forwards each day.
Yeah.
The 100K trip. Okay, because we love Belito so much. What made you come here, and how did you find your showroom?
So I kind of just had an idea that I wanted to be in Belito area. There's so much happening up this way, and like all typical Durbanites, nobody likes to drive very far.
Except me and you.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, I actually need to be in people's spaces if they want to, you know, if they'd like to use us. And the showroom, you know when you just put things out into the universe and then things just kind of come back to you. It all just kind of happened like that, which a lot of things happens for me. So it was great.
Okay, well done.
Yeah.
Biggest challenge in getting everything off the ground? How long have you been in existence here?
So we actually only just opened last week.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that new.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I've been designing it for like the last 2 months. I suppose the biggest challenge for me was just, you know, deciding what I want. Very easy to design for everybody else, a little bit harder for myself.
Okay. All right. Now, what sets your showroom apart from others in the area? I mean, I presume you have, we'll call it competition because it is competition. Yeah. Are there a few people doing the same thing as you?
Yeah, there's lots of interior designers in Belita, and they've got beautiful showrooms. So our concept behind our showroom is that it's a design library, and you can come in and play with all of our samples and selections and kind of put together a scheme for your house in this space, in one room, which I think is a great way to get some ideas out without having to travel everywhere.
All right. Yeah. Is there a particular aesthetic or theme you aim to highlight in your showroom, or is it just a lot of things?
It's a lot of things, but I think the essence of it is that, you know, you're allowed to have some fun and you can mix things together and it still looks great. You don't have to, you know, play it safe all the time.
All right. Now, are you collaborating with local people, artisans or brands in your displays as well? Is it any local work?
So I'd actually like to highlight as much local work as possible because, I mean, it's just great to support what's around you. If there are any guys out there that are making cool stuff, like, please get hold of me. I'd love to know about you. I'd love to see what you do. And if we can get some samples and ideas in the showroom, that would be amazing.
Oh, wow. What's the best thing to do? Is that the website, really, or an email, maybe? People don't remember phone numbers, especially if they're driving.
Yeah, if you go onto the website, so it's redesign-interiors.co.za, you can fill in the contact form there and I'll get it. And then, we can chat.
All right, let's redesign.
-interiors.co.za. Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, clients, would it be better for them to come into the showroom for the consultation and for inspiration, or is it better that you go to their place?
So I guess both would be great. But so if you're coming into the showroom, you can get a good idea, have a chat with me, see what I'm about, see what the showroom's about, have a look at some samples, get some good ideas about what you could be doing. If I come through to see you at your house and I get a good idea of what your space looks like, I can, you know, see what I've got to deal with, and then we can have a chat about that specifically. So it all depends on what you're what stage you're at.
Either or, really. Okay.
Yeah.
And on your website, tell us about your website. What can we get to see there?
So I think we've got a great portfolio on our website. We've been in business for 15 years. So I've got work from residential to corporate to hotels to restaurants.
Some good references, girl.
Yes, good references. And I think also you'll see my style based on my website. There's lots of, I'm not copy-paste. There's lots of different kind of styles that are happening through there.
Well, I'm going to have a look later. I'll have a glass of wine, sit on the couch and have a good look. Mm. All right. Anything you'd like to add before we give out the website address again?
If you guys are in the building, like starting to build or thinking about renovating or anything like that, come and see me in the showroom. Have a chat with me.
All right.
You know what?
Does the house have to be built?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So even if you're just thinking about it, like
exactly.
I think the best time to start doing things, you know, is way before you kind of start laying bricks and things, because that gets intense.
Oh, okay.
So if you just want to figure some stuff out, you have some questions, you don't know how I work or what are you in for, or that sort of stuff, come have a chat with me. I'll give you all the information, make you feel a bit more at ease.
So people can show you plans of the house that they're building, basically.
Yeah, could show me plans. Yeah. Even just come talk to me about it, even if there aren't plans.
You're good, you are. All right, listen, thank you, Paige, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure talking to you. Hopefully we can do it again soon. And finally, just that place to go for somebody who wants to get in contact with you.
So you go to the website. It's redesign-interiors.co.za.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
You too.